Personally, myself, I'm Alex Hamilton, a cider maker and one of the owners of Steel Town Cider. We're based out of the Dundas Valley in Hamilton, Ontario, and we specialize in unfiltered and very dry ciders using all local heritage apples.
What did you bring today to the festival?
Today we brought our Session Cider, which is our barrel-aged, barrel-fermented Belgian Saison yeast cider, a very dry, kind of our take on a French farmhouse-style cider. We brought our Arnie, which is a cider that we age on lemons. We grind up in our apple grinder, macerate, and then rack off, and then age it on two different black teas. We brought Oscura, which is our cider that we barrel-age with Niagara tart cherries, and then dry hop. We brought our Guave AF, which is our milkshake guava dry hopped cider, as well as our Cellier, which is a Spanish inspired bone dry wild ferment cider.
You're relatively new to the public. Where would you suggest people go to have a chance to check out what you would say is your, you know, flagship?
Well, we're on draft at a few restaurants, and it's kind of our focus. It's the licensees. So in Hamilton, you can see us on rotating cider tap at Merritt Brewery. We're at Rust City Brewery. We're also featured at Born and Raised, as well as The Heather and Izakaya on the James Street North area, and multiple places in Guelph, Toronto, Kitchener, and Waterloo.
What would you say has been the biggest challenge to get up and running?
I guess just one of the challenges is just piecing everything together, and a lot of the logistics and a lot of the administrative tasks involved in making a cider house come to fruition. A lot of people maybe start out with a virtual cider house or using someone else's facilities, but we really wanted a lot of the control, so we started from scratch and did everything ourselves, and kind of worked out well for us, I think.
What would you say is a funny or a story that would maybe make you smile? Something a little about what you guys do.
I don't know. Maybe one of a funny thing would be one of our hottest ciders at the festivals this summer was one that goes a little bit out of the mainstream for us. So our main focus is, like I mentioned, the dry, unfiltered style ciders. But we took a take on a cider borrowing aspects from the craft beer world, and we made a cider called Guave as Fuck. And that cider is a milkshake style cider that uses guava and also is dry hopped with Ontario hops. And we all kind of laugh that sometimes we just have rows and rows of people asking for that guave, and some people like to say the name too. It's kind of funny.
And do you have anything fun, unique coming up in the next little while you can talk about?
For the fall, we're going to have, and actually late summer, we'll have Oscura, which I mentioned briefly is barrel aged with Niagara tart cherries. A little bit later in the fall, we have a cider coming out called The Northman, and that's aged with wild blueberries and then touched up with maple syrup. A little bit of barrel age on that as well. And then it's dry hopped, but instead of using hops, so not exactly dry hopped, we use fresh sage.
Sounds like it's going to be a good fall for you guys.
Yeah, it's an interesting cider and kind of a little bit different than our more traditional line with the wild ferments and Spanish style and French style ciders.
Thanks so much. Good luck in the evening session. And who knows, it's going to be hard to improve on the votes for most popular fan voted, but you got one spot to move up. So we'll see.
Thanks a lot. It was great talking with you.